Today is Thursday.
Yesterday was
Wednesday.
Day before that is
Tuesday.
Day after Friday is
Saturday.
And what do you normally say in the morning when you meet a person?
Good morning.
And until what time do you say that?
Till noon.
Uh-huh. And what comes after that?
Good afternoon.
Uh-huh. And that goes until when?
Oh, evening, good evening, probably, depending on the time of the year, before sundown would be, I think any time after sundown would be evening. Uh-huh.
Was evening ever used for that term after lunch here, after the middle of the day?
It might be, but not to, perhaps if they stopped to think. Uh-huh. I don't think it would have been.
And that period of the day, when the sky begins to get pink and then we first see the sun?
In the morning, it's daylight.
Uh-huh. Do you call it anything else? For instance, I was up this morning before
dawn. Yes.
And this morning at 5:45, the sun
arose.
I'm not sure of my figures here.
Well, that's yes.
And that arose. Time of day when the sun goes over to the west and then dips below the horizon.
Twilight. It could be twilight or evening.
Uh-huh. Is sunset a common term there?
Yes, sunset's common.
Is sunrise common?
Common, yes.
And let's see, Thursday is today, then Wednesday was?
Yesterday.
And Friday is?
Tomorrow.
Uh-huh. Now, if we're going to reckon time, let's use as a point the Sunday that's just passed. How would you refer to a week prior to that?
I think ordinarily week before last Sunday.
Uh-huh. And if, on the other hand, it's the Sunday that is yet coming, and we wish to refer to a week yet to come from that.
A week after next Sunday.
Mm-hmm. And any special term?
Or following next Sunday, uh-huh. Either term might be used there.
Is a week from Sunday at all common here?
Yes. You'll hear that too, from Sunday.
A week ago Sunday, is that common?
You hear it occasionally.
How about Sunday week?
Once in a while, yes.
That's one that's
not regular.
Me. I've never figured that one out.
Yes, you hear those terms. It's rather irregular there as to in speaking those terms. It's expressed in several ways.
And any special term for a period of 2 weeks?
Yeah, that's the only way it's expressed, 2 weeks.
And what do you have on your arm there?
A watch. Uh-huh.
Now, if we're telling time, and if the face of the clock looks like this, what time would you say this is? This is supposed to, the hour hand is between 7 and
7:30 ordinarily, it's about 7:30.
Would you ever refer to this with reference to 8?
Occasionally, but ordinarily it would be spoken of from an hour before, mm-hmm. Actual minutes. Mm-hmm. Until you get up to a quarter, and a quarter, you know, if that is 45, minutes past 7 would be a quarter of 8, more usual than 7:45, uh-huh. Would be a quarter of 8.
Quarter of?
Quarter of 8.
Uh-huh. Was quarter till common?
Sometimes.
Here?
Quarter of or quarter till.
Mm-hmm. Now let's see, 1959 was last year, 1960 is?
This year.
If a boy just exactly 1 year ago today had a birthday and he was 2, then today that boy will be